A Haines man died at his home early today after being released from a Juneau hospital that had treated him for symptoms consistent with paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP. It is the fifth reported case of PSP in Alaska and second death in 2 weeks. One expert says unusual conditions this year could explain the high number of cases. From member station KHNS in Haines, Tara Bicknell has more.
57-year-old John Michael Saunders suffered symptoms of the shellfish-borne poisoning on Friday after reportedly eating the viscera of Dungeness crab caught in Haines. He was flown to the capital city's Bartlett Regional Hospital for treatment. He was released on Monday and found deceased at his Haines residence early Tuesday morning. Jim Strader is with the Bartlett Regional Hospital.
What you would have when a person is admitted to a hospital, they're treated for symptoms. When the symptoms have disappeared, and they have seemed to recover and wish to be discharged, that's what you do. And his doctor discharged him based upon his desire to return back to Haines.
This was the fifth reported case of PSP in Alaska in 2 weeks. Saunders' cause of death is not yet confirmed, but if it is PSP, it would be the second in 1 week. Strader called the rise in cases highly unusual, and Dr. Joe McLaughlin, state epidemiologist with the Department of Health and Social Services, says the state is concerned. One or two cases of PSP are usually reported in Alaska every several years, he says.
We're very concerned about it. And basically, there are a number of factors that determine how well the algae that produces this toxin does any given year. So it has to do with the temperature of the water, duration of sunlight, and other chemical factors in the water.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks has monitored PSP occurrence in Alaska at least since the early 90s. Ray Roland is a professor of fisheries with the School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. He specializes in aquaculture and marine toxins and says the poisons that cause PSP are 1,000 times more toxic than cyanide.
There's two disturbing incidences here. One of them is the five in 2 weeks, you know, but they're split between three different locations, Kodiak and Juneau and now Haines, and with different circumstances for each one. Which creates a real problem.
Roland suspects that it's a particular combination of seasonal and tidal schedules this year that could explain the spike in incidents.
If one looks at bivalve fishing, you know, clam digging, mussel harvest or whatever, we could almost anticipate a late spring, early summer episode occurring. And it's not because of the toxins alone, but it generally is the first low tides of the year that attract people to go out and harvest shellfish. And so there's a much higher incidence of harvest and during a time of year where it could be dangerous to harvest. So you put the two together and you run the risk of having multiple episodes.
This is not the first time PSP has swept through Alaska. Peril Strait in Sitka, as well as nearby Poison Cove and Deadman's Reach, were named during a seal hunting expedition led by Alexander Baranoff in 1799. On that trip, 150 hunters died after eating poisonous shellfish. And a rash of related illnesses broke out in Kodiak in the 1990s. But there have been few reports of PSP in the state in the last decade. And before last week, no deaths associated with the poisoning since 1997.
Now all of a sudden it pops up its ugly head and we've got multiple episodes, which is not unusual for a toxin issue to happen because it is such a complicated process.
Paralytic shellfish poisoning is caused by toxins concentrated in bivalve shellfish, like geoducks, oysters, snails, scallops, clams, and mussels. But it's more uncommon to experience PSP symptoms after eating parts of crab. Saunders was the only person among several others in Haines who ate crab together who reported symptoms. Robert Presley is the Department of Environmental Conservation's seafood program manager. He says recreationally harvested bivalves are not safe, nor is eating crab viscera. But commercial bivalves and crab are safe to eat.
The only way it's found in the meat is certain levels can migrate from the viscera into the meat post-mortem. And that's the reason we require commercially processed crab to be alive at the time of delivery.
Saunders' body will be transported from Haines to the medical examiner in Anchorage for autopsy. The state began testing bivalves and crab in areas where PSP symptoms have been reported. Paralytic shellfish poisoning can occur any time of year, and cooking meat does not denature toxins. Symptoms include dizziness, tingling, numbness, and shortness of breath. People experiencing symptoms are advised to seek medical attention immediately. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.